Welcome back to Mike and Maurice's Mind Escape. Let us help you escape your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mike and Maurice's Mind Escape. We have episode number 194, virtual reality or VR with our buddy Trent. Maurice is actually out of town, and I thought we'd have a little bit of fun here with Trent. And before we get started, head on over to Patreon at patreon.com/mindescapepodcast. For just $2 a month, you'll get exclusive guest episodes and segments. Again, I'm going to keep making the same pitch because I think it's worth it, which is for just $2 a month, if you listen to our podcast, you get exclusive content. There's fan chats. There's we have lots of conversations with guests we've had on the show that extend for another 45 minutes to an hour. It's basically like a whole nother catalog of show with a lot of the guests that we've had on and some that we haven't even had on our normal podcast. So go check that out. And one more thing, head on over to indrasweb.org. It is live. This is the platform we created to connect open minds. So if you want to hypothesize, theorize, speculate on any of the topics we discuss on the podcast or anything having to do with metaphysics or the nature of reality, that is the place to do it. And head on over to Trent. Check out Trent's podcast, Continuing the Conversation. I have the link down below. It's a really cool, interesting podcast idea where, you know, they do it on Discord. Anybody can kind of jump in and they'll pick a topic or a couple topics and just start riffing on it. And I've joined, you know, one of them, and it was a really fun conversation. It's a really great group of thinkers and open-minded people, so check that out. And without further ado, welcome back on. This is actually, it'll be like a part two. We did a live one a few minutes ago, but we're recording this for the next day. And awesome. Well, welcome back, Trent.
Thanks so much.
So this one's actually fascinating to me, virtual reality and VR, because I don't know anything about it. I've never used virtual reality. I see it. I see like the Oculus stuff. I see people having these experiences, the phone one where it's like, you know, connects to the headset thing. And I've seen all these different types, but I don't know anything about it. So that's why you're here today. But why don't you give us a little bit of, you know, a background or a basis for it? Like what's currently out there and like, how has that evolved in the last few years?
Oh, so
yeah, you're on the spot, world, bro.
The world of VR, like, all right. So you never did VR like as a kid, the weird ones that they came out with in the '80s.
What's the
and
Game
90s,
Boy? Was
like,
there a Nintendo
the Virtual
one?
Boy. Yes,
yeah, I've done that. I've done that a few times when I was younger.
All right. So there's something. Man, there's been a few. So you never went to like the mall and you sat in like the chair and you put the headset on and you like either had a race car or a spaceship or something?
I mean, I've been in like those like arcade game style ones, but they're more open. But I'm just trying to think if there's anything else really that I've done that's like that. Maybe, I mean, it's not really the same thing, but when you go to Disney World, they have these rides like Soarin',
the rides, right, where it's like you move around.
Yeah, and it manipulates your perceptions and stuff like that. But it's not, you're not in like a headset or anything.
Right. You know? Right. So, like growing up, you know, from a child of the 80s, and it's just like VR has been like in our face our whole life. It's like this toy that we just never got to play with. That's how I've thought about it for so long. Cause,
that's interesting.
You know, I'm also a Star Trek nerd, so I, you know, being able to have a holodeck, you know, somewhere where you can just go explore and create any adventure and do it has always been like the thing I've been waiting for. And then come 2010, Palmer Luckey created the Oculus Rift, and he did a Kickstarter campaign in like 2012. I think it launched in like 2014, and that like blew the whole world up. VR became like good. It became something that wasn't Virtual Boy. You know, the Virtual Boy was terrible.
Yeah, I've seen
it was utterly horrible.
The only person I've seen really talk about is Duncan Trussell. Like, the different things that you can do in there, but I've never really like looked deep into the actual topic. And I'm interested though. I mean, how expensive are these?
So right now the Oculus Quest, which is, there's the Quest 2 out now. I think they're like $300 or $400, depending on what extras, you know, hard drive, all that, that you put into them. The cheapest one I think is like $300 to buy in right now, which is, you know, that's awesome. That's the price of an Xbox. So it made it accessible to everybody, and it's all thanks to Facebook. I mean, they bought Oculus and made it to where they're selling it cheaper than they really should, just to get people to do it. And that's what it's going to take, because to get people to buy into this, you're sticking a headset on your head, you're sometimes plugging yourself into a wall, and it's weird. Like, it's outside.
How much did they start out as? Like, how much were they initially?
Like initially, the first Kickstarter, I bet you paid in $1,000, maybe $1,500. I'm not sure.
So it's dropped a few hundred.
But it's gone a lot. It got a lot cheaper. In like 2015, 16, if you would have bought one, you're paying about $1,000.
Gotcha.
And now Facebook owns it. Now they make them super cheap. And it's awesome because everybody can try it. And it's accessible, finally.
Yeah, they don't want to just read what your posts are. They want to read your mind now. That's what they're getting. They're harvesting mind data.
They're definitely doing something shady because it's a good deal. And whenever you get a good
deal, they're reading your pupils.
Somebody is taking something from you. But it's getting people into it, so whatever.
Yeah.
Win, loss, I don't care. It's now VR. I'm like able to play in a VR world, and for me, I've just got nerdy with it, and I wanted to not only be able to manipulate my world in VR, I wanted to just create it. I was just like, oh, now there's imaginary worlds that I can be in without taking psychedelics. I'm gonna learn how to make those.
So is there anything where you can create like a realm or a world and then go into that realm or world?
So for like user,
like a Sims but more realistic
stuff,
maybe.
Yes, it's exactly what Facebook just put out. It's called Facebook Horizons. And it's exactly what you're asking for. It's, you get to build your own realm, and then you get to invite your friends to it, and you can play games there, and it's exactly what I wanted.
Right.
But I went about it the long way because Facebook hadn't created that yet, and I just decided to make them myself, and even that is getting way user friendly. There are now free open source programs where anyone can go watch YouTube videos and learn to do it. I should say anyone that has a really high-end PC that can push it. That's the limitation. Once you have a PC that can do it, the sky's the limit.
What would be like the minimum specs for to run it smoothly?
VR, I think you have to run like a 1080 graphic processor, and I wouldn't even know on your processor, i7 something.
And this is all PC, or can it be done on OS?
I've seen people make it work on OS, but it's definitely PC designed to be on PC.
Gotcha.
There are workarounds, obviously, to make it work for anything. But the most user-friendly experience is going to come with a PC. The thing is, the Quest doesn't require a PC at all. It's all standalone. It's built into the device. The Oculus Rift, which is another model, that one you have to be plugged into a powerful PC. And then that allows the games to be bigger, the worlds to be more in-depth, manipulative. So there's some games, most of the Quest games are real simple, very basic poly figures. And they're fun. They're often the multiplayer stuff, and the goal is to just get people in there doing stuff together. Whereas the Rift games are more like, going deep into a video game, full plot lines, storylines, manipulative worlds. And you can get lost in them. There's some of them that are just, it's amazing. It blows my mind that I can be doing it.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you said Facebook's working on this Horizon one. Is there something that maybe like, is there something that like Xbox is going to do in the future? Maybe like interface.
They've announced Xbox has announced some plans, but they haven't opened much up about what they were doing from what I understand.
I used to game hard and I stopped like probably when I started doing this podcast like 4 years ago. Seriously,
switched
like
addictions. This is the
yeah.
Deal, huh?
I used to be hard. Like I would play NHL and Call of Duty like every night.
Yeah, I love some NHL. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is lately I barely put the headset on except for to test whatever I'm building on my screen. I used to play hard. My kids play hard. I really enjoy building worlds. I think it's so fun to like take some idea in my head, put it onto a screen, and then put a headset on and manipulate it and interact with it.
Right.
Just so neat.
Yeah.
It's like something out of a Star Trek film. And
that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's like you mentioned. I mean, I'm just thinking back to the Nintendo thing, and it was so rudimentary and like shitty.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess
terrible.
It was really cool back then, but and that was even like those were the days. What's that movie? Is it called with Ben? Is it Ben Savage where he's like a video game whiz? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I
where he's like amazing.
Called.
He puts the glove on, you know, like
the power glove,
and yes. At the end they unveil Super Mario Brothers 3, and you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a classic movie. What the hell is the name of that?
I cannot think.
I saw it a million times when I was younger, too.
The Power Glove. Yes. So that stuff's all coming back. The haptic stuff with VR, that's the next step in it, is that it's going to go from just your eyes that you're controlling with controllers. But it's going to change to be much more walking around. There's treadmill designs that are, you know, failing left and right, and there's haptic vests that make you have sensors that you can like feel vibration and touch. There's gloves that you can manipulate the world. Now there's just hand tracking, so the screen, the camera's just tracking your hands.
Yeah.
It's going to get really in-depth and really tactile and fully immersive, and it's going to be pretty awesome.
I heard even in, like, the psychedelic realm that they're talking about creating, like, psychedelic programs on VR to simulate the experience and see if that has the same therapeutic effect, or maybe even, you know, a slight version of it that would be helpful, where you don't actually have to experience it, but you're in there experiencing it on the VR. I don't know. Have you heard of anything like that?
So there's an ayahuasca experience on there, but it's mostly just like fractal snakes and spiders. Mm. That's pretty
much. So if you're scared of snakes and spiders, it's going to push you further down the hole.
It's going to really push you down the hole. No, yeah. That one's interesting. There's a game called Trip, an experience called Trip that's kind of like a meditation thing, and it uses your focus point where you're looking to kind of drive the experience, and you can change some stuff. The coolest thing out there right now is Android Jones is doing these crazy art projects where there's just like fractal worlds that you can just like create things out of air, and
that's awesome.
It's all to like musical beat, and I'd say that those are getting the closest to providing like the psychedelic experience. But the psychedelic experience isn't about just projecting something in front of your eyes, though. It's what's
on
in your head.
Yeah, it's not even it's not even just that, too. It's like it depends on what you're talking about. But even psilocybin, it's that body feeling. It's like you can feel like I feel like my serotonin is just coursing through my body at that, you know. It just, you have that feeling, that like electric feeling, you know.
How do they produce that? Can there be a haptic vest that like squeezes you some certain way?
It holds you tight and tells you it's gonna be okay.
I
think part of that, when I read the article, I felt like when I read it, I thought, well, they're assuming that it's just all visuals and that the visuals is what's helpful. And maybe that is a component of it, but I think for to be truly therapeutic, obviously, I think you need to play off the 5-HT2A receptors and the serotonin stuff happening and all that kind of stuff.
The visuals are very cool, though. What they
very
can do,
cool.
The visual stuff is pretty amazing.
I know that I read a paper, a psychedelic paper, where they were talking about narcissism, and there's like a certain type of narcissism that they found that, well, it wasn't the ego loss that helped these people. It was actually the sense of awe from like visuals, I think, or that was like a majority of it. So maybe that there's, like I said, maybe there's
some power to that,
some power to it, you know, or being that yeah. loss of self and, or like, you know, putting things in perspective. Like if you're a narcissist and you think the world revolves around you, seeing something greater than yourself would maybe put things into perspective. But, so with the VR stuff, is there something more immersive, almost like you get in like a pod or like a bubble? Is there anything like that? Like almost
so
like a float tank, but for like VR?
There are centers you can go to where they do the more immersive stuff, where you get the haptic vest, you get the treadmill, you get, you know, different contraptions. They might spray you with odors or something.
Lavender.
There's definitely little projects in big cities. I live in Vermont. There's nothing like that around here. You can go see a
nature.
Real cow. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go skiing. We got snow the other day. There was a foot at the mountain 2 days ago. So,
nice. Do you think maybe that's like subconsciously that's why you're super into it maybe too? Is like you live kind of in the middle of, you know, you've got like nature around you. So this is like this alternative to that kind of a thing.
I agree. It definitely is a way to find a balance. And technology to me is like a way to connect with people, because I love living rurally. I love being like having my own space and not having, you know, the people here aren't worried about what I'm doing. Nobody's worried about what each other's doing. We're just hanging out. And it's nice. But you need connection, and VR provides an amazing connection. You know, there's another person in the space you're in, and you can talk to them, and it's a new level to online communication.
Right.
That's my hope for our project, continuing the conversation, is I want to have virtual hangouts, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to do VR hangouts where I'll build some cool world and we'll all show up and hang out in my cool world and play games and record a podcast.
Yeah, that's interesting. And actually the interesting thing to me is it's like we're all trying to like escape our consciousness or our reality, hence our podcast name Mind Escape. But for real, like we're all trying to get somewhere else, and it's like what you just mentioned. Yeah, you're in the nature, you know, you're in the midst of it. And yet you want to taste a little bit of this technological evolution or this like newest, coolest thing, you know? And whatever you have is kind of, you always want to be somewhere else, right? So it's like somebody wants to be on a farm, but then the other person wants to be in the city that's on the farm. And the person that's, you know, in California wants to check out downtown, you know, New York.
Grass is always greener.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the interesting thing about it is like, maybe we get to a point where you can literally visit anywhere else if you want to.
Right. Yeah. Even now with the tech that there is, you can get into Google Maps, and you know where you drop the little guy.
Yeah.
You can get into that in VR and you're anywhere in the world looking around in that space.
Oh, really?
Like the fact that
like
Google,
the Street View stuff,
Google Street View is like available in VR. So
yeah.
You show up anywhere in the world and you're in like 3D space wherever in the world you
that's
want to
helpful
go, right
for
now.
Real estate, right? When you have to find a look. Yeah when you're like, where
the
is
real
this address
stuff, I'm so excited, because in like 10-15 years the kids now are going to be buying houses, and I'll be able to use VR to sell them houses. Their parents not
that's
so
I mean okay so
VR to do it, but so I'll be able to walk those kids to that house in VR, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so they have virtual home tours now.
Yeah, Matterport.
And they're quality. Yeah. They're
great.
Quality. And I think that's been around for a little bit. It's obviously gotten a lot better recently. But you're right. There's probably going to be a time where you feel like you're actually in the house and not just looking at like a screen with somebody walking through it themselves, you know?
Right. You're going to be able to put on the VR. You can right now. I'm just saying people that buy houses aren't going to.
Right.
But you could put on a VR headset and walk through these homes that you want to buy and actually like interact with them, which is just, it's awesome.
Yeah.
The future is cool.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I don't think even a lot of people, when they look at it, almost like a hobby thing or like an entertainment thing, but there's probably a lot of practical business applications for it.
Absolutely.
That people, like, they're just not even thinking about at this moment.
Right. Yeah. Right now, the hip, cool thing is talking about it. It's either communication technology to like do meetings and stuff or video games. But the real uses of this is, you know, you can safely do any muscle memory activity. You know, you put somebody, that's the like history of this comes from NASA and like airplane simulators and stuff. That's like a lot of the history of VR, and those, it was to do it safely. You can fly a plane safely in a simulator, so you can mess up because you're going to mess up. So any job that has some risk to it, you need to learn muscle memory to avoid that risk. You do it in VR. There you go. You just saved yourself trillions in lawyer fees or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, insurance. So there's definitely a lot of real life stuff. And that's the cool thing about VR is you sit around brainstorming it long enough. You're like, oh, that's going to change this industry, huh?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it will. It's the technology is good. Like you put the headset on and it feels good. And it is immersive. And it's not too disorienting. So it's like any time they did it before was so bad that you're just like, oh, VR is terrible. But now it's finally like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
We can actually use this in life and it's going to be awesome. You can have a work meeting and actually sit in space with somebody.
Now, is this like something that like people that are in the tech and Silicon Valley, is this something that they're actively like working on, or does this seem like it's kind of like a side project for those people? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is this a main focus, or is this like, how is this growing? Is it growing exponentially? Is there going to be some crazy growth? Is there people dedicated wholly to this, or is this some other than the people that are creating like the Oculus and stuff? Is this like an industry, or what do you think's going on?
I don't know. I think it's just some cool technology out there. You know, they're making their money off our data.
Yeah.
they don't need too much else. This is more like a fun project. These are, you know, so like,
imagine
Valley
if they immersed in it
out.
Though, like, imagine if Elon's like, I'm taking on VR and I'm going
holy shit,
I'm
yeah,
going balls to the wall with it.
Yeah, he did just embed it into all of us with some microchip.
Yeah. Neuralink is actually a receiver for VR.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
But you know what I'm saying though? Like, do you think it'll take somebody like that to really push it to like the level where it's almost like now we're getting to the point where it's like, it's not to the point where it's indistinguishable from reality, but maybe you get to the point where it's like you're in it and you forget that you're even in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know how we get there. I think you're right. It has to take somebody that's really willing to go nuts with it, and maybe it takes the Neuralink, you know, maybe once the Neuralink's in place, then that direction makes sense,
right?
We can all just plug in and do our work from there and save our bodies
from like a suit. Do you think about it from like a simulation theory perspective ever? Like, when I do thought experiments, I think of like VR and kind of, or simulation theory and connections to like what people were thinking about as like Gnosticism, you know, this idea of, or like Plato's theory of forms, like you're almost in another inferior realm, or you're in a different realm, but there's this like other realm that you maybe can't, you know, get to, or maybe you don't have the tools to get there, kind of a thing.
And maybe this is a tool to get you there.
Sometimes I think, are we in a game now? You know, like from a simulation theory standpoint?
Yeah.
Not, I don't necessarily like believe that, but I do think about that. Like, how can you not?
For sure. And it's probably useful to think about that just as a game. I mean, how might you do life differently if you looked at it as if you're in a game?
Right.
I think that itself is useful.
And think about our culture. Like, growing up, we mentioned all the video game stuff. Like, that's deeply embedded. That's something that we created. But what if that's already kind of just in the universe, it's already hanging out there, you know, and it's just, we tapped into that thing. And, you know, that's this idea of like games and virtual games. You know, like we've had games forever, like the Olympics and ancient right. games and things like that. But, you know, you look into with the technology stuff, I mean, it's hard not to think that maybe we're this way for a reason. And maybe this is just almost like a giant's marble scenario where everything's creating technology that lives within other technology. And then you're going to live within that technology kind of a thing.
Oh, and turtles all the way down. No.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, those are fun thought experiments, but I don't know how practical it is in everyday life. But is that so, you know, you're talking about the real estate thing. Maybe, you know, that's something you should look into more because.
I definitely am playing with it. I'm definitely going to go there. I just get my feet wet. I'm a year into this whole real estate thing right now, and I'm already, you know, overwhelmed. So
yeah, I'm just saying because if you could become the first person to do something like that and it catches
especially
on,
especially in Vermont. I got like 20 years on people here.
By doing that too, dude, all you would have to do is get your license, and you know, not a lot of states are reciprocal with each other in terms of licensing, but you could get your license in other states and just do virtual real estate pretty much.
Yeah. Definitely worth investigating.
that's really fascinating. Like I said, there's probably a ton of businesses where that would, you know, what about like art gallery? Like, do you think of somebody that's running an art gallery, that would be a good way to showcase that?
I think it's absolutely awesome. And I think the way everybody's spent time, you know, at their house doing virtual meetings and stuff more often recently, I think due to that, a lot of businesses are looking at this kind of stuff, and they might not have ever looked at it before, but now there might be a time where people can't go out to a restaurant or a museum. So it's cool to know that the technology's there, that if they had to close the museum for some reason, they could still show all the artwork off, you know, and they could do it virtually. I think that stuff's definitely on the cusp. And with this whole NFT thing, the whole craze of this art attached to these coins, attached to, you
crypto
know,
art.
Yeah, that whole space, take that into VR now. And now you're not just selling something that you can look at on your phone screen, you're actually buying a piece of art that's a world. Somebody, you can buy their world, you know, step into it, interact with it. I think there's a lot of future to be seen in that.
Yeah, I've seen people do a lot of cool stuff with the NFTs, and then I've seen like super basic ones where it's like, that's like a meme. Like, what are you doing? You know, like
exactly. Yeah, there's a fine line between brilliant art and a child's scribbles.
Yeah. What about, I think an easier one instead of like the gallery, like an easy one to do now is like all these like movie theaters being shut down. You could totally
absolutely
simulate being at the movies, right?
Absolutely. And
can you watch movies on those now?
Definitely.
And
definitely.
Is the experience more immersive?
You can do it with your friends. You can be sitting in a room, you know, they can be in their house and California, and you can be in your house in Vermont, and you can feel like you're sitting next to them in a movie theater. They obviously have an avatar, you're not looking at them, but you're hanging out with your buddy's avatar, watching a movie, joking with them. You know, that's you can do crazy. That now, which is cool. It's an awesome thing to be able to do.
You make like a new Mystery Science Theater
version
of it, where
in
it's
VR, take it another level.
What fascinates you most about, like, what are you into? Like, what aspect of it are you most interested in when it comes to virtual reality?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm so ADHD. I like all the directions.
Okay.
I really do.
Is there something though that like
you
focus on though, like you're interested, like, or something that you want to see come to fruition or something like that?
I want to build this space for my podcast homies to come and play in a world that they can even modify and change. You know, that's the project at the moment, is to have that world available that we can gather and hang out and play and have a cool space that's kind of, you know, psychedelic, because there's not a lot of that yet. There will be, though, because this is the perfect place for it.
Nice. So,
yeah, that's well, it. But I also love the practical application stuff, the real estate stuff. I'm definitely looking into that, because it's a cool application of this, and there's every industry is going to get touched by it. Even my farm, something about the way I farm, I can change using VR, I'm sure, if I put enough work into it.
Well, Facebook might get to you before then, because they combine their farming game with their Horizon thing, and you know, they already read your pupils. I felt like I said I don't know anything about it, but now I'm interested. Now I kind of want to try the newest thing. You know, like I don't know.
You definitely got to get one and try it. They're a lot of fun. It's just fun. Just like Beat Saber's, like the top selling game, and it's one where you're like slicing blocks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's like, it's a blast. I could play it for hours. My kids and I will just sit there and watch each other swing things around for hours. It's awesome.
That's funny.
So much fun.
Yeah, I know. It's funny watching people when they're in there too, and they, you know, it's like
it's my favorite part.
That's funny.
There's a game that it's just some game where you're an ape, and you use your knuckles to like move yourself.
Okay.
And it's a silly game, but watching people play it is the most fun thing on earth, because they're just like punching down at the ground.
It's like some like Donkey Kong Country or something.
Yeah, it's my favorite. It's
what about, do they have games like that? Like video games? Like, do they have like Donkey Kong Country or like old school games that you could play on there? That would be kind of cool.
I haven't seen them, but I'm sure somebody's made them.
Even like, what if you could be like Mario in the original Super Mario's, or like Donkey Kong, and even just the basic Donkey Kong, you know?
Yeah, we gotta wait for Nintendo to catch up and get into the game.
Yeah, they're coming back called? The Virtual Boy?
Yeah, yeah. They're
Virtual Boy 2021.
Gonna try it again. Here we go again. That'll be the slogan for it.
Well, let's wrap it up here. That was a fun conversation.
Yeah.
I, you know, like I said, I didn't know anything coming in, but now you've definitely piqued my interest, and I do want to check it out. And at the very least, just try one and see how it goes. And if I like it, maybe get one. But, if nothing
Thanks
else.
Thanks for bringing me on to have that conversation. That's a lot of fun. I love talking VR. I think it's a fun topic. I'm blown away you haven't tried it. I'm so excited for you too, and to hear your reaction and to see a video of you slicing blocks at some time will be amazing. So.
But yeah, if I ever get one, I definitely will have my wife take a video or something of what Excellent. I look like doing it, for sure. And people
it's
can
absurd.
I'll Everybody post it on Patreon and people can laugh their asses off at me.
Awesome.
But yeah, thanks for coming on, dude. And again, if anybody hasn't checked it out, click the link down below at Continuing the Conversation podcast. Trent, you know, hosts it, and you can get to it through his Discord, and anybody can kind of join in. They throw out a topic or two, and then everybody just, you know, kind of says their piece with it. And open-minded people who read a lot of books and research, so it's a good group of people. And again, go check that out. I have the link down below. And one more time, head on over to Patreon at patreon.com/mindescapepodcast. For just $2 a month, you'll get exclusive guest episodes and segments. We have a bunch of other tiers too, but I think that's the most value for sure. And we're probably going to do another fan chat soon. We actually recorded the last one, and I posted it on our Patreon. So that was actually a fun conversation with Sandy and Sean and the crew. So go check that out. And one more time, head on over to indrasweb.org. This is the social media platform we created to connect open minds. Head on over there, set up an account, come speculate, hypothesize, theorize, you know, regarding metaphysics and the nature of reality. We'd love to chat with you. So go check that out. You know, maybe in the future, maybe Indras could be virtual too, and you could connect with people. Like, that would be a cool.
It's coming. It's gotta be coming.
Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll have you, like I said, we'll have you back on when Maurice is in town sometime and we can get a full convo going. But I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your knowledge on VR and also, you know, some of your psychedelic experiences in the last episode we did on Bicycle Day. So,
yeah, thanks for having me for Bicycle Day.
Yeah, it's awesome. Sure, man. Well, listen, everybody, stay safe out there. We love you, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.